proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
A little bit of drama in my family over the weekend. Not my family as in my wife and my children, but family back home in Louisiana. Hold on a minute. I have to move the microphone. Yeah. My wife and I had to go to the Charleston area for a wedding this past weekend. So we went, got there Friday afternoon, and then Friday night there was a little, you know, get together at a bar, restaurant type place, for the people who weren't in the wedding or in the family and all of that kind of stuff. So it was after the rehearsal dinner, the family of the wedding party wanted to just, you know, have drinks and get together and whatnot. So we did. It was just a couple of hours. Well, Jody and I got up the next morning and we had breakfast and then we went for a walk on the beach. We went and did a little bit of shopping, that kind of stuff. And then, cause we didn't have to be at the wedding until about five. So we had a whole day in Charleston. Not in Charleston itself, but like Isle of Palms, and then Mount Pleasant and stuff. Just having fun. Well, in the middle of all of this goings on, I got a call from my dad. My dad doesn't call me very often. Matter of fact, we don't talk very often. So he's calling. And I had just talked to him last week and explained what all was going on with the show and the company and the whole thing. And then he told me about this friend of mine that I grew up with all the way from, you know, 8 years old through adulthood. We were actually roommates at college for a while. And let's say his name's Hank. And told me that Hank has, you know, been doing really well for himself. He just bought a trucking company. He's in the log business and things like that. I'm like, oh, well, good. Good for him. So my dad calls me, and I couldn't talk at the time. And I thought, well, that's weird that he would be calling me. But then I had to get ready and do all the stuff that I had to do. And so yesterday, which was Sunday, on the drive home, my brother texts me and says, call me. Oh, that's all he said. Call me.
I hate that.
So I try to call him. He doesn't answer.
What?
So then I'm starting to think, all right, something must be going on that I need to know about. Then a few minutes later, I tried to call him again. No answer. We're driving. I'm starting to think, go through all the things. What could be going on that my dad and my brother would be calling? So it's probably nothing to do with my mom since they're divorced and, you know, don't speak. So, you know, what could it be? So a little while later, Jody texted him and said, he's been trying to call you and he's driving. So I'm just texting, is everything okay? No response. So we got home and my brother called Jody back and said he was taking a nap. He missed all the calls and the, you know, whatever. But he was calling to say that Hank and my dad had run into each other and that Hank told my dad that I had been fired and I was unemployed my career had was over and, you know, all of these kinds of things. And my brother was livid that he would be saying that to my dad or anybody else.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So he's cussing and raving. And the next time I see him, I'm, you know, blah, 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 blah. And Jody goes, oh, is that why your dad was calling this weekend? He goes, yeah, that's exactly why. And I'm thinking, why would you call me with that? Yeah. When I just explained to you what the situation is.
Like, he already knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why is he calling to tell me that some old friend of mine is talking crap about me? What am I going to do about it?
Right.
And why do I care? I wouldn't care. I don't care. I don't give, you know, half a shit.
Yeah. Right. Right.
But it is interesting to find out the people that always want to be the first to
deliver you bad news. I think it says a lot about them. So when he heard something negative, whether it was true or not, so I'm going to hurry up and call. I think that says a lot.
Yeah. And so my dad may have tried to tell him, no, I just talked to him the other day and this, this, and the other. And then I know this, this guy in the way he is was probably arguing with my dad and saying, no, that's not true. You know, this, that, you know, anyway. So, but then again, I really, really don't give, like I said, half a shit what that guy thinks.
Right, right.
Not well, one, but my brother does.
Well, I'm mad he's spreading. I mean, now,
the only thing that I can hope is that he Hank, I think this would be funny, would go to my friend Shannon that I've told y'all about so much, my best friend from childhood all the way through, and tell him some crap like that.
Yeah.
Because Hank would probably get his ass whipped so fast.
You don't mess right with Shannon, there. Right?
Right. But and again, I, honestly, to say that means that I care, but I really don't. I don't want any of that kind of stuff going on. I just thought it was what I couldn't figure out is why what my dad was getting out of calling me and telling me that on a Saturday.
Guess what I heard? So here's some here's some bad stuff I've heard about. Yeah. You.
So he's telling my he calls my brother right after that, and so my brother is raving and cussing. He goes, "Well, son, I didn't mean to get you upset." He goes, "Well, you did, and you effed up my Saturday."
Yeah. I love that. Well, you did.
So
how long has it been since you've seen Hank?
30, at least 30 years.
Yeah. What? That makes it even worse. I'm 30 years.
And why would he go tell my dad that?
Why are you telling
him? No matter what.
He's a chick.
Even if it were true.
It's like.
But even if it were true, why would you go tell my dad that?
Yeah, because you're a bitchy little gossipy girl.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, he's got it in for my dad for some reason that I don't know about. I don't know, but.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, he may have some, you know.
Bad feelings.
Dealings with my dad that he didn't like or whatever.
Is he feminine?
No.
Well, he bitch made.
No, he's not feminine.
Maybe he's jealous of you.
Well, I mean, who's not?
I mean, get on.
Get in line, sucker.
Man.
But there has been a day, though, that I would be all upset. And somebody needs to straighten him out and tell him, but I don't care.
Hell no. Maybe your dad was like, you got to come down here and sort this out.
Yeah. And again, what was my dad thinking? I mean, what? Just thought you should know. Why?
Yeah.
Because some guy in rural Louisiana is walking around a gas station telling people your business.
You don't let him do that to you?
Telling people you got fired. Yeah.
Wow.
Lost your company.
You're a nobody now.
Right. Y'all think he's so special around here? He's not. Not to say that that won't happen within the next 5 or 6 weeks, but I mean, it hasn't happened yet.
True.
Don't go talking shit yet.
Right.
Could happen.
You know?
Please don't lie. I just got this kid.
Yeah, Lindsay doesn't want to go back to being at home every morning with those kids.
Right. Yeah, cleaning up, throw up.
Yeah. Eating, just, throw up. Eating,
throw up. You just pretend like you still had a job and leave every morning?
Yeah. Like, okay, guys, see you later.
And we're not doing podcasts anymore, so don't go look for them.
Yeah.
So Lindsay's daughter woke her up early this morning because she froed up. But what, you don't think she's sick or what is it?
No, she has, this might sound crazy. She has a doctor's appointment today, this morning. My mom's taking her. And because she has like a little lump on her. I just want to get it checked out. And anyway, she's nervous. She hates the doc. She just went in for a flu shot like a week ago. So she, I don't want to go to the doctor, Mom. I'm like, well, we have to, you know, to check this out. No shots. No, you promise no shots? No shots. Like, she's just so nervous that I think she just, I mean, it wasn't like what you're thinking, like a lot of throw up. Or maybe she's just sick from school, you know. Who knows? I don't
know. Yeah. Either way, you didn't have time for it.
I didn't have time for it.
So gross.
But I did look decent today, or I do look pretty decent today. I'm not going to say good. I'm not going to go with a stretch, but I'm going to say decent, better than I normally look because I had so much time on my hands after she woke me up.
Mm-hmm. Man. You woke me up so early, I got to look decent.
Yeah. I turned on my curling iron. I did my makeup. I mean.
Yeah.
Yep.
Glad you told us that. We wouldn't have been able to tell.
You're like.
Like, when are you going to put on makeup?
Yeah, I do have on makeup. How long is that process from end of the shower or whatever, like doing hair and makeup? How long does it take?
Not really. I don't wash my hair. If I wash my hair, obviously dry my hair. But let's say 45 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's quick. But, I mean, if I don't wash my hair, maybe 30.
And what do you call it when you take a shower and don't do your hair?
And don't wash my hair?
Yeah, don't wash your hair.
Do you want me to really say it? Or?
Well, most women I've heard call it rinsing off. I'm just going to rinse off.
What the heck do you call
it? I don't know. I have like a little funny little, but I don't think I can say it.
What? Is it a slur?
No, I mean, just thinking because I hear other women say when they're not going to shampoo their hair and all, they just say, I'm just going to rinse off.
I'm going to rinse off. Yeah. So,
you have a vulgar one?
Kind of.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, I didn't know. I thought that's what y'all were getting at. Now I feel awkward. Okay.
It's too vulgar for this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say it, no. Well, I'm not going
to
say it.
I'm dying to know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it later.
Yeah. Okay. I was just trying to see if you say rinse off like other women do.
No, mine's
so obviously
trashy.
I should have known that she would make it nasty.
Yeah. Somehow.
Okay.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.